Hello and welcome to episode 63 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we are both very glad to know that you have joined us for the show today. We're both very excited.
How do you know? Speak for yourself, buddy. Let me save you 30 minutes. Stop the recording. Stop the podcast.
I have a feeling we'll have a lot of new listeners this week. I have a hunch. Just got a hunch.
I hope so.
And I want to say, for all those who are just joining us, Tim and I work very hard. Well, both of us. I work very hard to make sure that this podcast is more than just your average boring hour-long snooze-a-thon with three people mumbling about topics you don't know. So in this case, we only have two people mumbling about topics you don't know. So it's going to be a big, exciting improvement.
Huge change. Actually, it's a little different. It's a little weird for me not having three people because we had Richard last week, right? And then we had 2 weeks.
We had Eddie before that for 2 weeks,
Your brother, yeah. Was that directly before?
Yeah.
We had one in between. But it just feels like there's always that third person around.
Yeah, that poor third wheel. Well, we're going to start off the show today with a little bit of Ricka Ricka Remix. Where were you?
You know, I was just listening to you. I was just like, oh, what comes next? Oh, wait, crap, I missed it.
All right. Time for a little bit of Ricka Ricka Remix. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, it's Let's Brawl Remix by Tonindo. Let's take a listen to a short sample.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A little rock remix there. It's a different, I don't know, we play a lot of rock remixes, so that's kind of nice to hear.
Yeah, some actual real guitars for a change on here.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The Brawl theme is still just an amazing theme to me. It's just very well written. So.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
So, if you'd like to add that to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head on over to YouTube and do a search for Let's Brawl Remix.
Very cool.
All right, well, it's time for a little bit of comic talk. This week, we had our The Oregon Trail comic. And I think we need to have a little talk about this comic, Tim.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Seriously, what went right? That's what I want to know.
Yes, what went right? That's a great question to
what
ask.
What did we do?
Because... neither of us thought anything of this comic, really, right?
I mean, I was like, yeah, it's okay, you know, it's all right for our comics. Sure, whatever.
I didn't hate it, I didn't love it, I thought it was going to be good, you know?
Across the board, people are just really happy and really, really love this comic. And it's kind of scared me, because I'm like for example, I was just showing a movie, I edited together a film for some friends, and big audience had watched it, and I'm always shocked at what people do and don't laugh at. Like, it's never what I think it's gonna be. Like, there's things I'm like, this is so hilarious, and then like no one laughs. And there are things it's like didn't really intend to be funny, but people are just cracking up because they think it's great. And I'm like, what's going on? And I think this is kind of one of those situations where it's like I just don't understand my readers, I guess, you know.
My biggest worry was that nobody would, and I said this to you. I said, you know, maybe people are too young to remember Oregon Trail, or maybe nobody else played it in school like I did. I mean,
because I mean, we don't like to think that we're making comics for a bunch of 8-year-olds, but I mean, let's face it, sometimes I'd say probably 60% of our no, I don't know.
No, I have no idea. See, and that's the thing, I don't know what the average age of our audience is. But I just, you know, I figure I'm 27 and there's probably most of our audience is younger than me.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know, maybe nobody really likes Oregon Trail or thinks it would be funny. And sure enough, I mean, and the thing was, it was like, it's a Tim and Ray comic, kind of, in a way.
Right, and we're always worried about those because it's a little too specific to just our site.
Yeah, all in all, everyone seemed to love it and loved that I died of dysentery and we're winning the joystick poll,
yeah,
which by a lot.
So yeah, I'm really happy to hear that, you know, comic number 101, right after Richard's guest strip, which was amazing last week, still managed to make everyone happy. So maybe we should just end on a good note, you know, just end now. Comic 101 is the end.
Or we can rename the site Oregon Trail and just make a whole bunch of Oregon Trail comics, because apparently that's what people want to see.
Yeah, no, we have to get back to doing unoriginal jokes.
Sonic and Mario fighting the Silver Surfer.
No, that's been done before, so perfect.
Yes.
Thanks to this comic, we have had a lot of fresh new faces pop up out of nowhere, which will bring us to our segment, Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
It's sad, but many 2-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. We got a bunch this week. First, Dan Gale came out of his grave and said, "Hey guys, the obligatory NGC, I assume you meant NCG for Nice Comic Guys, is applicable here. I've been reading, listening for a good long while now, and you guys are definitely one of the highlights of the internet." Tom X says, "Well, I've read through the entire 2-Piece Start archive, recently subscribed to the podcast, so here at comic number 101, it's time to comment. Not that I haven't loved the first 100 comics, because I did, but this one is now one of my favorites." And Obi-Wan Kenobi said, "Rise from your grave. I'm also a new poster, and one of those insane people you sometimes reference in the podcast who listens to the archives constantly upon discovery. Keep up the good work, happy 100th, and I'll promise to keep reading and listening if you promise to keep writing, drawing, and talking."
I promise to keep talking.
At some point I won't be able to anymore. I mean, we'll pass away, but...
of dysentery, right?
Yes. Yeah, thanks for showing up, everyone. It's very nice. So here's hoping you guys leave more comments now that, you know, now you're all registered and everything. It's going to be easier to submit a comment now, right? For all those of you who are still out there, you're deep into the ground, you're not coming out. Come on, do it.
Well, and there may be an incentive at some point in time to all the commenting that people do, right, Ray?
Yes, there might be. We might have something up our sleeve to...
something like... right?
Hey, not too far, man. They know enough. Why don't you introduce the suggestion box?
Okay, each week we have an awesome
No. For oh, okay, yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
Hey, you asked me to introduce it. I'm going to do it my way. Each week we have an awesome comic. Occasionally there's awesome comments that go with it.
Okay.
This
no,
week
Tim,
was one of those
no,
weeks.
Hold on. No.
That's my way of doing it.
Yeah, it's horrible. I hand it over to you not to butcher, but to, you know.
I don't have a script in front of me. Every word I say.
Come on,
is
you've
scripted.
Heard me say this for 63 weeks now. You should be able to know.
I don't listen to the podcast, though.
Yeah. You don't even listen to me. You're busy browsing the internet while we're doing our podcast.
All right, go ahead.
No, try it again.
What is it? Something about a suggestion box.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
My comment goes to Ultimate DK. The question was asked, how did Tim get the car out of the river? And his explanation, I'm not sure how he came to this conclusion, but I think he's right on here. It says, after catching pneumonia, Tim proceeded to get out of his car, found steady footing in the ever-raging river, and started pushing it out of the water with his bare hands. Using the last bit of his strength, he managed to align the car perfectly with the white lines on the road. Noticing there was no oncoming traffic, he jumped into the back of the truck, reached for a can of Dr. Pepper, and realized that there were no more cans left. Said, "Gee, I should take a quick nap before I hike to Ray's house." Then he leaned his upper body out of the truck and napped, and a few hours later he died of dysentery. Sorry, Tim. Where were those panels, Ray?
Well, you know, it wasn't in the style.
Yeah, that's true.
That was very funny.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Well, my comment of the week goes to Shady McTintington, who said, I'm sorry if I butchered that. "I'm so glad the graphics in Oregon Trail were so terrible. I don't know what dying of dysentery looks like, but I don't need to see it in HD."
That was great. Yes, there's a lot of talk about explosive diarrhea this week, which is a symptom of dysentery.
You might want to check those cans of Dr. Pepper you're drinking. Like right now, in real life.
Yes.
Well, does that do it for the we have like the greatest comic of the year, and we spend like 5 minutes on it.
Well,
I know. I mean, what more can we say about a masterpiece? But
really,
well, I there is one thing I do want to bring up, because you were trying to think of pneumonia, correct?
Yeah. What was wrong with me?
So you're like, oh, what is it like when you're like when you're cold, like when you've been in the water too long, and it's like you. And I'm like hypothermia. And you're like, no, it's really obvious. And you're like, I know Sarah's dad died from it.
No, Sarah's uncle.
I know my wife's uncle died from it. I can't think of it though. And I'm like, well, why don't you go ask her?
And she was sleeping at the time, so it's like, I'm not gonna wake her up and say, "Hey, what'd your uncle die from?" Oh, okay. Thanks. Go back to bed. I needed it for the comic, right? So I call my brother. I'm like, "What is it when you get sick? Like, you get sick and you can die from it, but it's like a flu or like a cold or something." He's like, "What, pneumonia?" I'm like, "Yes, thank you. Bye."
You were always the better brother.
Yeah. No, we're just always on the same wavelength, I think. If we ever play, like, catchphrase or something,
right?
I just look at my brother and point to something, he knows the answer, you know?
At one point, yeah, one of those was like, someone pointed at a Christmas tree, and someone was like, "Oh, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes, that's yeah. it." I'm like, "What?
You're like, what?
Get out.
You guys can't be on the same team anymore." No, it's like I have a team of people, and I'm like, "Davey, remember when we were 8 years old?" And I start going off on the story, and everyone's like, "Well, we can't guess this." But Davey gets it right away, so it doesn't matter, you know?
Well, you know what else happens when you catch pneumonia?
It gets cold and dark and dreary.
It's rainy right now, in fact.
And you lose a couple days on the trail.
Which can only mean one thing, that the dreaded Black Doom Award is here. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom.
Black Knight's not even out yet.
No. But you know what?
But it's going to be the worst.
It is my Black Doom Award.
Uh-oh. Hey, Sonic, I'm your sword.
Yeah, there's no talking sword. That would make this that much better. But the new trailer for Sonic and the Black Knight for Wii was just released. And nothing was more depressing to me than watching this trailer. Because it was like everything that I could possibly hate about a Sonic game is like pushed full force at you. It's like, doesn't this look awesome?
It's what they always do. They make the game good enough to have a few good scenes where you can make a trailer.
Yeah, they make
out
the
of
game
it.
Good enough so that you can make a cool trailer.
Yes.
And then that's it.
Because people will buy it based on the trailer. I'm like, oh, that looks so cool. A new Sonic game. Oh, wait,
I was just so disgusted when I had seen this, though, because I'm just like, oh, magic land with a knight and a...
An elf?
An elf girl with magic powers that summons Sonic. The only thing missing is the talking sword. I want to hear what the sword sounds like.
I want to know. I want to voice the sword. One of us needs to be the voice of the sword. That would make the game awesome.
When we make our game someday, we are going to have the most annoying character possible. Like, we have to find, design the worst thing that could ever follow you around and how it would follow you around to make it even worse, you know?
And it'll always say, hey, Tim?
Yeah, we could have Chip and like Chow's come in and be like, hey, Sonic, oh, wrong game.
but if you move quick enough, you can kill him.
Yeah, there's like 18 different execution moves on your helper person. It's an achievement if you do them all.
That would be a great game.
Because like I think on a message board somebody was like, man, like why don't they have T'Call as the helper character anymore? And it's like, oh, she's still the helper character, except now she looks like a fairy dog and her name's Chip. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like for sure the game that I'm just like, okay, Sonic's killed. At this point, I'm like, it's official, everyone. Sonic's dead. We need to reinvent him, okay? Because he's not been reinvented. He's still carrying all the baggage from other games. It's like, it's seriously time for a new voice actor, new script, new story, you know, different. Because Sonic Unleashed got some of those things right, but it's like, it still feels very much like a Sonic Adventure game. And we just seriously need to start over and make him a brand new Sonic so that you can look back and be like, oh yeah, that's the Sonic Adventure style Sonic from 99 to 2008, you know, just kill that guy off, basically. I mean, I was just at a friend's place, and he had gotten Sega Superstars Tennis free with his Xbox.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, show me the game. I want to play it, you know, because I had some interest, but not enough to want to buy it. And I mean, it was a pretty lame game, in my opinion. I mean, it was pretty poor. And basically, Sonic was just embarrassing me. I'll put it that way. You know, I'm playing a Sonic, and he's like, yeah, no problem, or whatever he's saying. I'm like, oh, I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, I'm finally seeing this. This is just a nightmare of a character now. Like, it's just not
working
anymore.
That's monumental.
Yeah, I basically said to my friends, like, Sonic, I can no longer look at you as a father figure. you just embarrass me.
Well, it's like he was cool in the 90s, and he never, like...
Yeah, he never matured,
and he still says the same things, and we still listen to the same music, and...
So it's like me, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My Black Doom Award is going to go to Prince of Persia again.
Thank you.
You
and your gamer score can go to hell.
Oh, you say that. Are you upset about that? One of the achievements is to get all the combos in the game. There's like 60 some odd combos, okay? So you can actually go and look at the combos that you've gotten. There's four little circles and it shows like X, 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 Y. And so that means I got that combo, right? And then I look at the next one, it shows like X, Y, blank, blank, like two blank circles. So what does that mean?
That would tell me to just press X, Y.
Yeah, so it...
To press X, Y and then fill it with two other ones.
Okay, so my initial thought was that it means that I started that combo, but I didn't finish it. So it's X, Y and then two other button presses, which I don't know yet. Mm. And there was a ton of these, but... You're right. The other possibility is that is the combo. But the reason I'm like, well, that's not the case, because some of them just said, like, X, blank, blank, blank. And X is not a combo.
Right.
But apparently in this game it is. So here I am thinking, like, well, I've only gotten, like, you know, 8 of the 60 combos, so there's no way I'm going to go get this achievement. But, you know, I actually look it up, and they're like, oh, normal combo, Y. B.
Combo breaker.
What? These are not. Hello. How is it Y a combo? What does the word combo mean? It's short for combination, correct? Combination of what? Combination of one thing? You can't combine one thing. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't belong in the combo list. That's what confused me. Besides the fact that they have these blank circles. It should just not have anything if it's
right.
If the combo's over. If it's like XB, that's the combo. So now I gotta go look and see. Maybe I'm a lot closer to that achievement than I thought, but I'm blown away. Oh yeah, X, push X. That's your first combo.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty sad. So anyhow, there you go.
Nice one. I like it, Tim.
Good.
It's hard to beat Sonic, but I think he might have done it.
Well, Sonic has gotten, like, what, 30% of your Black Doom awards, probably?
Yes. And finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. There are some great video game songs that have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. This week, it's what I consider to be the main theme from Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door, which would probably be the theme for the Crystal Stars. So that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, first you have to say, and now we'd like to take you to Suggestion Box.
Okay, here we go. And now we'd like to take you to Suggestion Box.
I take that back. We never say that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.